September 27. Don't neglect little things. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Matthew 6:27-28. I was called out to speak to a large audience in Oakland, California, on the necessity of the deep and thorough work essential for every soul, that it may be strengthened with all might, and how there should be most earnest efforts made to help all with whom we are brought into connection by precept and example to strive for this thorough work to be done for them through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. A great many are likely to be deceived in regard to their spiritual condition. In Christ we shall have the victory. In him we have a perfect model. While he hated sin with a perfect hatred, he could weep over the sinner. He possessed the divine nature while he had the humility of a little child. He had in his character that which we must have in our characters, undeviating perseverance in the path of duty, from which no obstacles or dangers could divert him, while his heart was so full of compassion that the woes of humanity touched his heart with tenderest compassion. He could not pass them by, for he was the great physician to heal the maladies of the human race. He was the majesty of heaven, doing work for the future and yet taking up and adjusting matters for the present, neglecting not the smaller matters, yet working out the mightiest plans for the inhabitants of a fallen world. Jesus, the precious Savior, talked to his hearers in regard to their common duties of life, their care for dress, and their eating and drinking. He taught them that these things should not become a matter of absorbing interest, as though they must continually carry this burden. He pointed them to the birds and told them that their heavenly Father cares for even the little sparrow. He sustains the worlds, yet cares for the little birds. And how much more will he care for those who were formed in his image? He pointed to the flowers of glowing beauty, invited them to consider these, and declared that in their naked simplicity they outvie the glory of Solomon, and yet they are cut down in a day. Are ye not much better than they? Manuscript 21, September 27, 1889. Diary.